Now, the PM surprise, General Election 2017, Chris Mason Desk of Election News with Chris Mason, tonight with Chris Mason.
Shall we start with a quiz? Who's this? And what's she talking about?
Let's turn this mass movement into a government, a country, a society that truly gives a toss about stuff.
So, any ideas? It's the actress Julie Hesmond-Halsh, Hayley Cropper in Corrie, and more recently in Broadchurch. She was talking about Labour and introducing Jeremy Corbyn in Manchester. Plenty of Mr C on PM already tonight, but in case you've just turned us on...
We have 4 weeks to take our message to the voters to convince them Britain can be better. It can be transformed. It doesn't have to be like this.
Next, a discreet bit of housekeeping, if I may. Last night, you may have heard me suggest I was the first person ever to play Eminem on Radio 4. Well, if you're going to be wrong, you might as well be spectacularly wrong. And I was. It turns out he's on a higher rotation around these parts than Take That R on Heart. This was Desert Island Discs on Sunday.
This song is Eminem's stand.
Dear Slim, I wrote you but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager and my home phone at the bottom.
Ed Sheeran talking Eminem. You can listen to that in full on the iPlayer radio app. Anyway, back to politics, Mason. Sharpish and sheepish. The Prime Minister wants to cap energy prices.
Sometimes people say to me that doing something like that doesn't sound very conservative, but actually my response to that is when it comes to looking at supporting working people, what matters is not an ideology, what matters is doing what you believe to be right.
And others say the whole idea is a cut-and-paste job from Labour's manifesto 2 years ago. Time to talk non-aggression pacts, deals where parties give the other lot a clear run in the hope they can win. UKIP's decided not to have a crack at North Norfolk, instead telling its supporters to vote Conservative to try to oust Lib Dem Norman Lamb. Meanwhile, the Greens aren't running in two marginal West Yorkshire constituencies currently held by the Tories, Morley and Outwood and Pudsey. They're hoping Labour will win. Green co-leader Jonathan Bartley.
Quite often the progressive vote is split, so you get MPs elected with less than 50% of the vote. More people voting against them than for them. And that's simply because of the first-past-the-post electoral system. And we feel that in that particular area, by withdrawing, we've got a better chance of getting a progressive politician elected to Westminster.
Let's drop in on the Liberal Democrats. They reckon Brexit has put an extra 5p on a litre of petrol. I've been talking to the former Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg.
Brexit is happening, but so is the Brexit squeeze. It's making us poorer, it's less money for public services, there's less money in people's pockets.
How should she change her Brexit plan, in your view?
Obviously, she must follow the instructions of the British people and pursue Britain's exit out of the European Union, but she must do it in a much less economically disruptive way by following the example of countries as diverse as Turkey, Norway and others who are out of the EU, but they're in the core economic arrangements of the EU, the customs union, the single market.
Mr Clegg with advice for Theresa May. Incidentally, he later told Mumsnet he won't be going on Strictly regardless of the new lineup. His teenage kids find him embarrassing enough as it is, apparently. A bit of a row brewing in the Labour Party in Liverpool. The party's picked Dan Carden as their candidate in the seat of Walton. It's a seat that's home to two Premier League football clubs, Liverpool and Everton, and a colossal Labour majority last time out. Nearly 28,000, 81% of the vote. Mr Carden's worked for Unite's General Secretary Len McCluskey. Liverpool's Mayor Joe Anderson is fuming. We are reminded the Labour Party is not always a meritocracy, he said. To Leeds and Theresa May taking questions, enter Michael Crick of Channel 4 News.
Prime Minister, although I'm tempted to say Madam President, for this has been the most presidential election campaign I've ever seen, I think, or probably ever. Are you not worried you're encouraging a cult of personality and making out that you're rather ashamed of a party you once said people thought was nasty?
Well, in response, Mrs May said...
No.
Michael Crick also claimed one reporter there told him that Conservative spinners made clear that if he didn't tell them his question to Mrs May in advance, then he wouldn't get a question. Other reporters said they'd not told the Tories what they'd ask beforehand. West Hill in Aberdeenshire next, and the SNP deputy leader Angus Robertson promoting Scotland's energy businesses.
We need to make sure that there's maximum support for the industry, both onshore and offshore. Yes, for the oil and gas sector, but also into the renewables, this transition that we're hoping will sustain jobs in the northeast of Scotland, the rest of Scotland, and wider afield.
Finally tonight, your political TV listing service, Mr and Mrs May, Theresa and Philip, are on the One Show sofa at 7 o'clock on BBC One tonight. Acres of analysis tomorrow, no doubt, of Phil's shoes, his trousers, and his aftershave. Or maybe not.